What does the future of climate disasters and mitigation look like in Wisconsin and Milwaukee? Earlier this year, a group of UWM graduate students partnered with Wisconsin's DNR to produce a report to find out. It's called Rising Waters, Rising Costs. The report looks at how flooding has already impacted Wisconsin residents and what can be done moving forward. In conjunction with NPR's Climate Solutions Week, WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez talked to the authors and the residents affected.
When it comes to climate change, and specifically climate disasters, Wisconsin seems to be relatively safe. No hurricanes or wildfires. We're kind of unspectacular in that way. So maybe it doesn't come as a surprise that flooding is by far and away our biggest climate threat.
I had flooding in my home 10, 11 years or so.
This is Tom Maddox. He says his home is known as the house with all the flowers because of the top-tier landscaping. Tom and his wife live in the Metcalf Park neighborhood, right off 30th and North. When he was flooded out, it wasn't just him. A lot of the city's 30th Street corridor also experienced intense flooding. Over $32 million in flood damage, including Tom's home.
I called FEMA, whoever that was. They came and estimated dead, and after a couple of days or so, the water did go down.
Did you have flood insurance at the time?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I got paid, you know, for it. They paid me for my stuff, damage and stuff. But, you know, I'd rather not for it to be damaged because, you know, you get old stuff that you have, that some of my grandparents' stuff that I had, that, you know, you lose the water, get to it. So you can't recover that type of stuff, you know, sentimental values, you can't recover.
The city of Milwaukee studied the flooding. What areas were most vulnerable? What could have been done? They created something called a green infrastructure plan, which included a bunch of mitigation strategies. They even work with Milwaukee Metro Sewage District, or MMSD, on a number of those projects, including bioswales.
Yeah, it's like a block long. It kind of dips down like concaves. And then you can see like a sewer grate kind of sticking out of the top of it. Because of that depression in the ground, it's going to help capture the water where it falls.
This is Evelyn Grimm. She just graduated from UWM School of Freshwater Sciences. But last semester, she helped put together a report with her classmates looking into the growing concerns of flooding in Wisconsin.
I mean, flooding is the most common and most costly natural disaster in the state of Wisconsin. And with the effects of climate change, it's expected that more frequent and severe storms are going to increase the amount of flood damage that takes place.
Joel McCormick is another one of those UWM graduate students from the report. He looked into flood insurance and why people in neighborhoods like Metcalf Park and along the 30th Street corridor should look into it.
There's currently no mandates for standard renters insurance to include flood insurance.
So why would they?
Exactly. And I think a lot of people don't understand their risks.
McCormick says that even 1 inch of flooding could cost someone $25,000. One challenge to insurance is that the federal insurance policy is incredibly debt burdened after paying out past natural disasters like Hurricane Katrina and Harvey. So the long-term future is uncertain. And while private insurance is available, it's often an afterthought. There are organizations in Milwaukee getting the word out. MMSD, Milwaukee Water Commons, and Groundworks Milwaukee, which mapped out not just ecological vulnerabilities, but also socioeconomic ones to Milwaukee residents. That's what UWM grad student Cami Armendariz looked at in the report.
So a really important thing is not only to apply like ecological things to when you're mapping for FEMA, but also applying in socioeconomic indicators, and that can range from like, okay, how many people have like diabetes in this area, to a large thing we focused on was like renters and things like that, because there's the ability to kind of recover from a big natural disaster changes like drastically whether you own your house or whether you're a renter.
She says historically, Black and Latino residents are more at risk. The students pointed to solutions individuals can take, looking into free rain barrels provided by MMSD, prioritizing buying flood insurance before you need it, and urging organizations and officials who do this work, aka science communication, to make it engaging, easy to read and access, because not everyone knows what a bioswale is and how it's keeping them dry. Jimmy Gutierrez, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.